This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Scott Simon is away. I'm Linda Wertheimer. It looks like North Korea has blinked. In the standoff with the United States over nuclear weapons, North Korea yesterday signaled its agreement for the first time to multilateral talks aimed at getting Pyongyang to dismantle its nuclear weapons program. For nearly a year, North Korea has said it would talk only to the United States about this, but now the talks will include South Korea, China, Japan, and Russia. NPR's Mike Schuster joins us from Seoul, the South Korean capital. Mike, hi.
Hi.
It looks as if the tough position of the Bush administration has paid off. Why have the North Koreans reversed themselves?
Since North Korea admitted last October that it had begun a secret uranium enrichment program, the Bush administration has taken this tough position that it wouldn't negotiate with North Korea, and that if there was going to be any interaction with North Korea, it had to include South Korea, China, and Japan. The North Koreans didn't like this approach, and they've been doing everything they could with their nuclear weapons infrastructure to provoke the Bush administration, or panic it, into dealing with them one-on-one. But the administration has more or less ignored the claims of North Korea about their reprocessing their plutonium and moving forward in all this. And finally, over the past month, China got involved, with a senior Chinese diplomat going to Pyongyang and then to Washington. China proposed that the U.S. and North Korea could find a way for one-on-one contacts within a wider multilateral framework. This is, of course, diplomatic speak. And the Chinese convinced both the U.S. and North Korea to accept that.
And the Bush administration response?
Positively, yes. President Bush yesterday welcomed the signal from Pyongyang, and the spokesman for both the White House and the State Department said that if North Korea sees its way to dismantle its nuclear weapons program, this is the key, in a verifiable and irreversible way, then North Korea could be in for lots of economic support. Plus, the North Koreans have wanted some kind of formal non-aggression pact with the United States. And this past week, Secretary of State Powell suggested there is some kind of a formulation that the administration could accept, short of a formal treaty that might work. And I have to point out, Linda, this is interesting because there have been many figures in the administration who have insisted all along there couldn't be any bargaining to get rid of North Korea's nuclear weapons program because some administration officials say that's blackmail. But now the administration is suggesting there is a deal to be made here. So it seems as if it's a victory for the more moderate members of the Bush administration and the State Department.
So what about the other nations in Asia? What is their response now that they are presumably going to have a larger role in the North Korean nuclear problem?
Well, you can hear almost audibly a sigh of relief from both South Korea and Japan. Both nations and their allies of the United States have been urging the Bush administration to talk to the North Koreans. And both have feared that the U.S. might attack North Korea or might provoke the North Koreans to attack in some way. And, of course, the people of South Korea and Japan could be direct targets in any military conflict. So they're pleased that there's a multilateral diplomatic process now underway. Plus, the Russians have said all along they wanted to be involved in this, so they're pleased. And most importantly, the United States has been pressing the Chinese to take a stronger stand with the North Koreans, which they apparently did.
And what happens next, Mike?
We're not exactly sure. There isn't a word yet of where or when the talks will be held, but there's lots of speculation that Beijing is going to be the place and that the talks will be held sometime in September.
Thanks very much. NPR's Mike Schuster speaking from Seoul. Mike, good to talk to you.
Same here, Linda.